Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live in the living color on your radio dial here on 101.5 Kicks Country, where we do this each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Remind everyone also that we have a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and these shows are posted on the Delhalla Horizon website. And we'd like to really appreciate you allowing us to come into your homes this morning or out in your vehicles when you're driving around. And I know that sometimes we have some good information, and I think this morning we're going to have a good session with the City of Salina Mayor, Mr. Luke Collins, come by. And when we get started, we may talk forever all day.
Yeah.
We may have to buy a few more minutes of time this morning before we get through.
Yeah.
But I hope you enjoy that. And, of course, we want to thank the folks that make this possible here each Thursday morning. That is the Chamber of Commerce, the Three Star Committee, and all of the folks that advertise here on our local radio stations, where we broadcast from the towering tower out at Midway. And hopefully that you will enjoy this morning's show. And we've got, like I said, quite a bit of information going on. Probably need to do a little plug when we get back on our Heritage weeks. We'll do a few minutes of that. And then I know Mayor Collins, he's over here writing notes right and left and just chomping at the bit.
I wore out a pencil. Wore it down to the nose.
That's the kind they used to give us.
Yeah.
When we didn't get one of them great big old long full pencils. We got one of them, and the eraser was usually all the way down to the metal thing.
Right.
So if we messed up, we was in trouble because we couldn't erase it. We'll be back just in a few minutes. This show may have already deteriorated a little bit before we even get started.
It fell apart.
But we'll be back here in a few minutes and get ready for today's show.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
15.
We are back again, let's see, we've got, I could start off with an interesting story that I had yesterday. I thought folks might be interested in. I had a couple here that came in, and they were from Oklahoma, and they had been doing some ancestry checking, and they ran, looking up the, the lady's grandfather, and his name was Parrish Denton, and he had gotten married here in Clay County, at the courthouse, they brought me in what they did a search to try to find. They ran across something kind of unusual. I'm sure it happened a number of times, but it wasn't a regular marriage license. It was a marriage bond. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that before. A lot of folks haven't, but they're on file if there is one of them down at probably here or online. And the marriage bond was that before the couple could get married, they had to have someone to post a bond for them of $1,250 bond before they could get married, saying they were eligible to get married.
$1,250?
I don't know how much. That probably meant, $150 in cash they had to post?
But
it was a marriage bond, and I looked it up online to see what it was, and we think it maybe comes from the fact that maybe that the grandma was maybe half Cherokee or something, and there may have been, something to do with that. But then it went through where they had gotten married and showed who married them, and I think maybe the groom's uncle, who was a Clancy here, I think maybe he had posted the bond for them they could get married. Now, that's the first one of those.
I've never heard of that.
that might, that might slow a lot of folks down if they had to post a bond now before they say I do. But a lot of things you run into when you, and this was in 1890s is where this document came from. And I did make a copy of it.
You know, there was a lot of people from here that went to Oklahoma. My grandmother, Granny Seedy, was actually born in Oklahoma.
Right.
Yeah, she wasn't born here in Salina, believe it or not.
Well, that's where my grandpa moved to Oklahoma and remarried after my grandma died. And my dad lived back and forth between Rocky, Oklahoma and Miles, Tennessee until he was about, somewhere close to 30 years old before he permanently came back to Clay County.
They still have a family reunion out in Granite, Oklahoma, and it's on my to-do list to find out and go to that family reunion. Yeah, I've got relatives out there.
And a while back, Wayne Rich brought me in a copy of the cemetery of Old Salina, Texas, and they had gone through and actually gleaned out the folks from like Clay and Jackson County and had them on a list showing their names, which makes it easy for someone. I've got the book here. If someone wants to come in and take a look at it and look up some of their ancestors that they know that moved out to Texas. We've got stuff like that all over the place here. And, when folks and I, a lot of folks, since the pandemic was here, they didn't have a lot of things to do, and they started researching their ancestors. And we get a lot of those folks coming in here from all over everywhere, and then all the folks that got married here that want to come back and see where grandma and grandpa got married or where they got married. And that's one of the things that we're going to be doing at the celebration. If you knew their vows here at the courthouse, you're still going to have to pay $5, though, because that's what the JP's charged you here.
Exactly.
But you can get your vows renewed, and we're also going to have a special prize for the couple that travels the furthest back to Salina to get where they got married. So that's one of the things we got coming up. And that of course, that's coming up this first weekend in August. We might talk about that a little bit later.
That'll be fun.
We'll get back online here. And don't want to forget, we're going to give away our birthday prize today. I think we've got four good-looking names on there today that celebrate the birthday. You don't know anybody you want to celebrate, do you?
Well, my daughter, Allison, her birthday was the 3rd of July, And she turned 17, so very, very happy for her. Now, my sister, her birthday is Sunday.
Well, I'm going to let you announce him here in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, now, we're not going to put him in the drawing.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Well, good morning. And what are we going to talk about to begin with here?
Well, good morning, Coach. Hey, first of all, I want to thank you and your fine bride, Miss Faye, two of my favorite teachers. And, hey, we've got a ton of stuff going on in Salina, trying to have an event every weekend. And, hey, sure want to thank you for your work on the Rolly Hole Museum and everything you're doing on the courthouse. The big news that we've got now that we are so happy about, Allstate and with Clay County High School and the city and the hospital, is Allstate is going to be offering classes or a class this fall, an EMT class for 12 students. And then January 1, there'll be four classes that'll be offered, and hope they're all medical.
Right.
And, of course, the idea is, what better place to teach medical than at a hospital? You know, it has all the medical things. So when these students are there, you know, they'll be in a hospital environment, and it has, you know, hospital beds and the oxygen and all these things in it. So anyway, we're excited about that, and hopefully they'll grow, and then they'll teach math and English and all those things. So anyway, we're a Ball State pioneer now, so very, very happy about
so
that.
This is actually like a little satellite site for Ball State.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did Mr. Mike Powell have anything to do with this?
Yeah, I've got to thank Mike Powell and a lot of the great people there at Ball State, Johnny Presley there with the hospital, and, of course, the alderman. The city's going to be putting up $15,000 for the EMT classes, and they'll be free. Free to any city employee that wants to take it, and then after that, free to any high school senior, and then after that, anybody in the fire department, rescue squad. But I think they'll fill up quick. And hey, these jobs, I mean, those folks make, you know, here in Salina, $50,000, $75,000, $80,000 a year, and it doesn't take long, you know, to get that that certificate. So it's a great career, and I sure hope that a lot of people take advantage of it. And, you know, there with Ball State, I mean, it just comes down to those classes, then it'll be open forever.
Right.
So,
of course, I know, you know, they've been doing them there at they're at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Are these going to involve maybe more and more high school students as it?
Well,
I think
the ones at the high school are actually not through Ball State. They're through
The technology center.
Yeah, the technology center.
Okay, this is a totally separate program.
Right, right. Now, the technology center, I know they do CNA, because two of my daughters graduated high school certified CNA.
Right.
And I've got another one that's taking CNA classes right now. So what a great blessing that is to have that available. And now this will be in the evenings and on Saturdays also. So, you know, it won't interfere with any of their other classes. And shoot, they could, by Thanksgiving, you know, by Christmas time, they could have a $50,000 to $75,000 a year job here in Salina,
yeah.
And if they don't care to move to go to a big city, $100,000 plus. So, you know, it's a great opportunity. Right now, there's a real shortage there and in police, and so it's a great opportunity right now for young people to really start out a good paying career at a young age with very little time invested in education. I mean, comparatively to a four-year college degree.
Yeah, and you know, and most of these Well, all of these classes, like through the Technology Center, through Ball State, the state laws and regulations we have in place now, they are transferable to a 4-year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, I spoke to one of the seniors, this year's seniors. Well, I guess it was when we had our Abby Eads on here last week.
Yeah.
Talking about, and I asked her how many hours that she had when she entered the doors over at Tennessee Tech, and I believe she said 52 hours of study already finished.
What a great opportunity. You know, I appreciate them so much. That's super that they do that. That gives these kids a head start. You know, my daughter Abigail, she's a senior now at Tennessee Tech, and she wouldn't be a senior had she not have been able to, you know, have those classes in high school. And in Ball State, and then they transferred over to Tennessee Tech, and she just keeps her rolling, you know.
So that means the horse is going to get baby when she gets this big
absolutely,
job.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. She's got to take care of dear old dad. That's the main thing.
Well, she was in the CNA program.
Yeah.
So when old age hits.
Yeah. Well, and she's doing, even though she's a full-time student, she's taking classes now in the summer. She still, as a CNA, she works at the nursing home.
Right.
So, she's...
Well, is she majoring in the health field over there?
Yes, she hopes to be a pediatrician or some type of a doctor, and I sure hope that she, pursues that and continues that. And now, you know, to become a doctor, instead of having to go a long, long way from here, there's Lincoln College out in East Tennessee and in Memphis, and then I think maybe Louisville or Lexington or somewhere. I mean, there's more options today than there used to be, and they're closer. And, of course, that means a lot to dear old dad.
Yeah. And I know, over the years, we've had quite a few students here that became MDs and doctors and things, but we haven't been able to attract. Well, I know we've got Dr. Copeland and Mike Bowles. I believe he is he's way up in the line. I don't know if he's a full-time MD yet or not, but he's had all kinds of training at our
place. Well, he's smart. He's a dandy. I don't know where he's how high he is on the ladder, but on my ladder, he's pretty high, he's a good doctor.
Have we got that horse put back in all right, or anything else on that?
Well, I think that one's good. We're just tickled to death about that. And also, our Veterans Monument, we were hoping to have it by Veterans Day, but I don't know. And we're hoping we can get the county to partner with us on it, but we're going to get started digging and doing some things next week, possibly even tomorrow. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Johnny Presley and Presley Stone has donated a $1,500 Indiana limestone. That's the same stuff that the Washington Monument's built out of. And shoot, it's 3 foot by 5 foot, and it's 4 inches thick, so a huge stone. And we're going to be needing some more stones, too, to put names on. This stone is actually going to have a picture on it. We had decided on some different options. Then they're going to have an eternal flame, and, of course, going to have the American flag with lights. It'll be lit at night, and it'll all be handicap accessible. It's going to be shaped like a pentagon. So, we're very excited about it. I just wish we could get it to move faster. You know, government is democracy is beautiful, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing, but it is slow.
Well, you know, how about if I throw something that needs to be out there also that probably fit in right with the area, like for the park and a welcome center with public bathrooms?
Well, we need that so bad.
You know, we don't have a public bathroom anywhere for travelers in Clay County.
I tell you, that has been a goal of mine since I was county mayor. And we had some property donated, and we've tried to buy some property, you know, for a bathroom. And I think, you know, where we have the farmer's market, and just they sell everything over at the old high school parking lot.
Right.
We're looking into having at least a porta potty put there because, you know, the road's going to be going through there, so we wouldn't want to do anything permanent.
Right.
But I tell you what, Coach, you're 100% right. There's a real need for that. And we looked at it at one time at putting one here on the courthouse grounds, but of course it's historical,
right?
And there's not a lot of room right here. But
you guys just had every year for him.
Yeah,
I just want, you know, with the park area, I said, will there be a restroom there if you have the city park there?
Yeah. Now we have applied for two playground grants, huge grants, like $500,000 each, 100% no match grants. And if either one of those come through, one's Blue Cross Blue Shield, one is, I can't think of the other one, but anyway, I mean, you take $500,000, you can have a nice playground with a pavilion, bathroom, and it would really be a good partnership with our veterans monument.
Well, I know you see that the healthcare folks, they run their little ad that with their health park. I guess that's the one you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'd like to thank John Sheehan for donating that property, and certainly want to thank the aldermen for supporting these things because, you know, they're the ones that has to vote and approve the money, and I appreciate them so much. You know, they've got a get-it-done attitude, and they want to see good things here in Salina and make a difference. And anyway, we appreciate it. I say Salina, but really it's the whole region. You know, it's Clay County and beyond. So, and I want to thank the city employees. I tell you, they work so hard at Dawson Park and along the roadsides, keeping things mowed and the ditches cleaned. And there's a lot more going on in Salina, Tennessee than you would think now.
Okay, we need to take a little break, get a few commercials in right here. We'll come back, and we'll continue with this conversation with Mayor Lou Collins, the mayor of Salina, Tennessee.
Sir.
We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. Quality, serving you from the heart. Restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I think right now, before we go any further, I'm going to read the birthdays off for today. We have Mr. Russell Collins celebrating a birthday this past time, and Miss Melanie Eads. I guess that was her daughter we had on here last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
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 And Nick's celebrating a birthday, and Oliver Quentin Gass, who turned 2 years old, celebrating a birthday, and Miss Liz Brown called in Candace Birdwell. So we'll use our handy-dandy non-computerized selection system, and we will choose one of those that will win the birthday prize for today. And to claim your prize, you go to the chamber office and identify yourself, and they'll hand you a prize envelope. And with that, Mayor, proceed.
Proceed. And we draw out of that, is that right?
We'll just go in there and pull us one out now, and we'll have that done. And we're not going to announce it till the end.
Okay.
Don't say no number or anything.
Proceed. I thought you were talking about proceed with the birthday.
All right.
Hey, I want to mention my daughter Allison's birthday here in July the 3rd, and my sister Patricia is the 9th, and mine's the 18th. And then, of course, you mentioned Russell Collins. So we got a bunch of Collins birthdays here in July. So, we may have to make July Collins month for the for me and my cousin.
Well, that must have been a rough winter there. They didn't get out of the house much.
That's right. Hey, did I mention earlier about her splash pad?
No, you're getting an update on that.
Coach, I tell you, we are so happy about that. That's taken so long. Again, I want to thank the alderman for paying for that, voting to do it. And what a blessing. It's going to be shaped like a fish. Smallmouth bass, of course. You know, we're the smallmouth capital of the world. And the weather's got us out of whack, but probably in 2 weeks it'll be completed, and we're going to have a drawing. And whichever young person wins the drawing will get to hit the button that turns the water on, and then they get to run in and play. And it's a big splash pad. It's three times larger than the one in Livingston, to give you a perspective if you've been to that one. So we're
magic word there. I'll throw a little pitch in for the drawing.
Yeah.
And that is, folks, if you're interested in donating to the courthouse restoration project here, you know that if you've been watching, we have this special edition 30-30 rifle that we're going to be giving away to one of the lucky winners. And you can pick those up over at either one of our banks or at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Or if you see my truck sitting out front, I'm in the courthouse. Come in here and see me a few minutes. And some way, you're on August the 4th. And somebody's going to have a beautiful
cheesecake. August 4th, that's just around the corner.
Yes, it is. Now, back to you again.
Well, that's, Coach Watson, I want to thank you so much for doing that. And I don't know how you pulled it off. You can find more ways to turn over rocks and find money than anybody I've ever seen. But to get that gentleman to, custom engrave and create that one-of-a-kind 30-30, I mean, that's a big deal. And it's a Henry rifle.
Yes, it is, yes.
And shoot, that's the best in my book. So, anyway, we're also, the engineering's kind of holding us up a little bit and rural development some, but we're hoping to get all the streets of Salina paved this summer, but shoot, the summer's going fast. It may end up being in the fall or next year, but we're planning on getting all the streets paved. That's why you may have seen in the city we're doing all this road work as far as tiles across the road and water lines. We want to get that done before we pave. The last thing we want to do is to have a new road and then start cutting it up. So anyway, we're excited about that. And hey, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank
Dr. Young and the folks at our Chamber of Commerce do a super good job, and Beverly and all those folks at the museum just do a great job, and I appreciate all the things that they do and make happen. Now we are hoping, speaking of the chamber there, and Dr. Young, like you, Thomas, he can turn over rocks and find money everywhere, and he's gotten some federal grants in the past to fix up the facades of our buildings
right
here around town. Well, the city is hopefully it'll work out, and the aldermen they support it, and I hope they continue to support it. We'd like $40,000, and let it go by those same federal guidelines to fix up facades, like 50-50 matching money,
right,
with a maximum of $5,000 per building. So, you know, that would be eight buildings, and you know, that would encourage people to paint the fronts of their buildings. And I mean, we've got a beautiful town, and I've talked to other mayors, and they came here and they said, "Boy, we wish our place looked as nice as Salina." And of course, that makes me stick my chest out. I'm proud to hear that, but as beautiful as it is, it can still be improved upon, and we'd sure like to do that.
Okay, I know we've had, you know, quite a few folks that have already participated in it. And, you know, another thing, too, I know that we have thousands and thousands of vehicles that come by this courthouse around this square every day.
Every day.
And, of course, the majority of them, you know, I know right now we're working on our truck bypass. And if we can get the trucks all out of downtown and keep the visitors coming through the middle of town where they can go down here and park at the bank parking lot or somewhere or another and safely walk all over Salina. Well, a lot of our local folks are still in that mode where they thought they had to park in front of the grocery store when they went in and got their groceries. But, you know, those days are a thing of the past because there's not a whole lot of real, true parking space here in the city of Salina. There are some parking lots, but we just don't have the folks that aren't reluctant to walk in. They won't walk 20 miles to Walmart to get across the parking lot to get in. I don't know how we change that thinking.
And I tell you what, Thomas, imagine this. Now, this doesn't seem that long ago, but it's been 25-plus years ago, 1998, when I was first elected county mayor, and my office was just right over there, and
right,
Brenda Browning's office was here.
Right.
So there was me and those folks, and Brenda, Pat Hicks, Bobby Meadows. So we had all those people. There was really a parking problem then. So moving those offices to the community center, that has really helped. But still, there's just not enough parking. Not enough parking at City Hall either.
Well, you know, and the thing with the trucks, you know, that changed a number of years ago because this setup here was actually designed for folks to turn right here at the stop sign. With the big wide opening, Highway 52 was real wide here.
Yeah.
And they can make that turn real easy here and go straight out of town to East Lake Avenue. And then we moved Highway 52 and made a boondoggle down there between the bank and
the
store.
And I tell you what, GPSs get confused. And we have poor old truck.
You can tell when a new truck driver's coming through.
Bless her heart.
When they hang a right at the stop sign, you're sitting there.
And the stop one day that was headed down toward Francis Donaldson's, and I went up to him and I said, "You're about to make a bad mistake. Don't go down that road." And he said, "Well, now my GPS says go this way. I'm going that way." I said, "Well, now, partner, I have lived here all my life. I'm telling you, if you go that way, you will regret it." So he finally listened to me, and we got him backed up. But now we're having a meeting July the 18th in Cookeville about that truck route. And hopefully, I mean, it was supposed to be going. It's got delayed somehow. They were supposed to already have the right-of-way purchased. And
I think they're getting ready to purchase the right-of-way coming up pretty quick now.
Nothing moves fast enough for me. You know, democracy's beautiful, but boy, it's slow. It sure is slow.
I know we got our new state senator in visiting with us a while back, a few days, and I think he's kind of fell in love with a little bit.
He is a great guy, and shoot, I was out of town. We took a little vacation, and I missed that, but boy, it was a great vacation. We went out west and saw the redwoods. And I would encourage anybody, if they get an opportunity, you can't, looking at them on TV or on the internet, it doesn't do it justice. When you can drive through a tree, there's something about
it.
And I drove a Ford Expedition 8-seater and just drove it right through a living tree.
They had on the news this morning, Luke, Mayor, that somebody had got a vehicle stuck in the middle of the tree.
Really?
Yeah, and they were going to have to pull it on through and do a little scratching on it.
Well, I wonder what they were driving.
It was just some kind of SUV, but apparently it wasn't the same tree we drove through because we didn't have any trouble. I think I drove a Cadillac through it.
Well, of course, you've got to go straight.
Yeah.
You know, you can't try it at an angle. You've got to go straight.
But them some big old trees, ain't
they? I really loved it.
Did you see the General Sherman?
Well, no, we didn't go that far down.
Okay.
We were in Northern California. We did see some whales and sea lions and some beautiful coast down Highway 101,
yeah.
Right there. But that Redwood State Forest and Redwood National Forest was kind of the highlight, and that impressed me more than anything. They're 2,000 years old, and you know, we've got this arboretum at Donaldson Park, and there is some redwood trees that will grow in Tennessee, and we're going to get some of those and plant them down there. Now, I won't live to see it, but you know, but 200 or 300 or 400 years from now, it'll be something that'll be impressive.
Yeah.
And in 2,000 years from now, who knows? They may be driving through them.
Let's get back to business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back to business.
What else we got coming up now? I mean, we've got...
Well, you know, we've got our card tournaments. I'd encourage everybody to come and play some Rook. And, I want to take this opportunity to thank our employees at the water plant for scoring 100 with the state. You know, the state inspectors
right. Come
and inspect. And there's 599 items that they go over. So you got to get 599 out of 599. You know, if you get 598, that's a 99 score. But to get a 100 is very, very rare. And I want to really thank Randy and Clifton and Todd and for a super good job they're doing. Hey, and I guess I should do a water warning. It has nothing to do with the city water now. It's just well water. If you have a well in Salina, you need to have it tested. There had been some activity over at Industrial Park, and there was an old cistern, a couple of old wells, and they were cast iron with lead gaskets and stuff.
Yeah.
And in that water table, you know, there's some serious, serious pollution. So if you're thinking about drilling a well, or if you have a well, you need to have it tested. You know, it's highly polluted. So.
I guess that have wells out in the backyard. I don't really.
Well, there is. I know of 1, 2, 3, 4, but they've all since what's happened. You know,
they're,
as far as I know. Everybody's on city water, and I certainly hope that nobody is drinking any of that. And I would encourage anybody that has a well, no matter where it's at in the county or anywhere, you know,
yeah,
have it tested. You can send it to Tennessee Tech, and they'll tell you all about it. And that's important because, know, you can, if you consume these heavy metals, I mean,
right.
It'll get in your bloodstream, it'll get in your body, it can damage all your internal organs. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. But again, that's just well water. That's the city water scored a 100.
Right.
So we're looking good. And they had to boil their water before
yeah.
they could drink it, but not ours. You know, it's good to go. So I appreciate it. We've got a great group of employees, a great group of aldermen, and I'm so blessed and so lucky to be involved with such a good group.
Okay, what else we got on the going to be on the front burner here before long? Maybe that you want to tell the folks a little bit about maybe some of the things coming up.
Well,
some of the projects maybe, or are we just trying to get what we've got going now?
I tell you, if we can get our Veterans Monument done, and if we can get our splash pad, definitely going to get done. And then if it works out, if we get one of those $500,000 parks and playground grants. That'll be hopping. And also, if there's anybody that would like to be a police officer, we're hiring. We need more police officers for the city. There's a shortage. And I'm happy to say that, we bought a new trash truck. The one we had, shoot, it was just killed. Now it's the spare. So the one we have, it's a lot safer. And it just works better. It's automatic. The other one, there was just constant clutch problems. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of problems with it, really. But anyway.
Sometimes the thing you know, you got to put them out the pasture.
Yeah. It's we've got it as backup, but that new one everybody loves.
See? Thank the city and the workers guys there for something that they have done for us here concerning the Roley Ho Marble Museum. And that is, you know, if you've been around Salina for a number of years, we've had an outdoor marble yard down there, down at Donaldson Park. And I think at one time maybe the employees up heavy duty kind of helped take care of it, keep it going.
It was the main one at one time.
Yeah. And we, through the help of the guys there and through Mr. Travis Scher and Jack Tinsley, they've kind of helped supervise. And I think we're about to get it ready for our the Kentucky Headhunters King of Marbles tournament that's going to be taking place on Saturday, August the 5th up there. Back, and I know I talked to Mr. Bob Fulcher the other day, who has been involved with the state parks and stuff, with the things over at Standing Stone and really all over the state of Tennessee. And he is the guy that took our group to Washington, D.C., and a bunch of other things, and did a bunch of work with Bud Garrett on marbles and blues music and stuff like that. And I told him about it, and he said, thank goodness that we're going to be outside playing under trees again. Which, you know, the way that it used to be many years ago.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll be having that, and we'll have some prize money, and we've got some... maybe a special team or two that are going to be playing in that. And right now also I've got a mother who's working on a little thing to honor her daughter, who was the Ringer Marble Championship up in New Jersey and a world champion. I think we're going to have a little special exhibit of her here in the courthouse.
Yeah. I tell you, I enjoy watching those folks. They are so serious about it, you know, and they're, you know, amazing to watch. And my grandfather, Paul Luke, who I'm named after, he had a marble yard there by his barn.
Yes.
And him and Grapevine Long and some of those guys would get together and play marbles. And anyway, it's neat. I wish I was good at it.
I did lean down the other day down at the marble yard, and I actually shot a marble from one end to the other of the yard down there.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I heard somebody say, well, it's just like riding a bicycle. But I tell you what, we need to take a little short break again, come back. We still got a bunch of time yet, so be thinking a little bit where you're going to tell us some more things about, and we'll be giving away one of our birthday prize here in a few minutes. And I know we could sit here and talk all day if they would let us, but there'll be a little bird coming by here.
They restrict us, don't they?
Yeah, he would say, would you please shut down? But,
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lumber, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor Collins and I, we're sitting here. I say Luke, one of my former students.
And, yes.
Over the years. And I know that...
Surely I made A in that class, didn't
well,
I?
Well...
Top student?
We have to, absolutely. the interesting stories that come up about, you know, from the time that when I was teaching, I know one with Horn. Everybody knows who Horn is.
Yeah.
James Allen King, he was in my history class. And he was in the co-op program. And if you're not familiar with the co-op program, we ran sometimes two and three shifts. And we had lots of our students that would go down there when they got out of school at 3 o'clock, put in 8 hours.
Yeah.
And a bunch of them was making more money than I was
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
And, but he was one of those that he went to co-op and did all those things, and he made it. I know he made it through my class. I think wound up with a B in my class. But somewhere along the line, me or the guidance counselor, one or the other, had forgot to put history. So when he got ready to start his training for the EMT things,
yeah.
and tried to get in the school over at the EMT school, they noticed and they said, "Well, you ain't officially graduated from high school. You didn't take American history."
Why did?
So he called me and he said, they said, I don't have a history grade. I didn't crack a smile. I said, "Well, I don't really remember you taking history."
So you didn't crack it,
but I did. I could look back and find where I had it all recorded and he had taken it and passed it. But, you know, sometimes these things, he catches, it may take a day or two.
I tell you what, when you can pull something off and not smile, oh, it's beautiful.
I have to watch things like that because sometimes my mind hits those things and I blurt it out before I really should. But right now, let's talk a little bit. I know through high school, you were a pretty happy-go-lucky guy.
I've been in very serious jobs. You know, it makes you more serious. Being the bug man's a lot more fun. Everybody loves the bug man. Nobody's mad at the bug man.
Yeah.
But because you don't have to make any decisions, you know.
Well, you know, what about, you know, the continuing of your education after high school?
Well, I've got a master's degree, and I also started law school and got about halfway through a law degree and foolishly quit. And what happened was I ran for county mayor, got elected, and I was going to finish up, but ended up 8 years. Well, during that 8 years, get married, a lot of children, and next thing you know, you got the light bill. And I went to auctioneer school, bus school, and I'm just an educated fool anyway. And I enjoy learning. Now, this EMT class, I'm planning on taking that class. It'd be on Saturdays and in the evenings. Now, I doubt that I'll become an EMT. I doubt that I'll apply for a job and do that, but and there's a lot of city employees feel the same way that I do. To have that skill set might very well save somebody's life.
Right.
If you're ever wherever at a ball game or something happens, it would be great to have that knowledge. The only thing that I've had is first aid in the Boy Scouts and first aid in the military. So it would be great, to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to more school, been to flight school, and got my pilot's license. So
pick it up, your pilot over there.
I'm schooled to death.
Let's see. Of course, we talked about the things coming up here with our with the card tournaments, I know we've got the splash pad going to be opening up. We've got down there the things we've got at the park now. We've got our frisbee golf.
Yes, and having that frisbee golf tournament, and then that rook tournament that's coming up. And shoot, I hope we have a big turnout for that old timey rook, especially. Now, up in Pall Mall at the old store up there,
right,
they have that pig.
Gang they developed in there.
Yeah. It's basically pitch. It's a modification of pitch. And I've been up there and played in that old store, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm hoping this will grow into that. And, of course, the idea is have activities every weekend. And what I found in talking to tourists and stuff is they'll pull up a community on the Internet and see what's going on.
Right.
And if you've got a lot of car shows, a lot of activities, and it shows that there's things to do, then they're more apt to come. And I look at just a little habit of mine. I like to look at license plates and see where people are from. And there's always been people coming to Salina from Indiana and Ohio, of course, Kentucky. But now, everywhere, California, Colorado, Florida, it's just amazing. This is a traveling society. And I think a lot of it is because COVID kept us boxed in so long. When we finally got loose, we were just ready to travel. And our sales tax is up. People are eating a lot at the restaurants, and so that's good. Keep that sales tax coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we said, if we just get them to stop when they come through, and if everybody came through here every day, stopped, spent $5.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Okay. Some other things I know that we've got going on. So sometime this summer, we should be getting our charging station in here for the electric car.
I had forgot about that. I apologize.
And I know that
those are so neat.
We were given the choice. They were talking about you could spend a whole lot of money and get one of them that would charge people up in a hurry. And we decided, if we could get them to pull in here and just kind of charge their car up to get them on down the road somewhere, they're going to spend about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we have a little final. cars charging, they can wander around town
and
spend
you,
money.
You look at all the antique stores, and of course, Tetaloo's Bakery, Gone Country, and over here with Joanne and Johnny, you know, they've got
right.
that ice cream and all the antiques. That strawberry ice cream's delicious. I'd recommend
you know,
that
absolutely.
To anybody. I may have to go get one after I leave.
Well, you know, I've kind of got a little thing with it. Like every Thursday morning before I come over here, I'll go down to the Teddy Lou's and get me a cinnamon bun.
Yeah,
And usually while we're sitting there for about, I don't know, 30 minutes to an hour just talking to the folks there, there'll be some young folks come in. And this morning there was a young lady and her daughter came in and started speaking to them a little bit and asked them where they were from. And she said she was from Florida and said, well, what are you doing here? Well, she said, I'm out at the getaway. And usually any morning you go down there, you will find at least one or two couples.
Right.
She said the only problem she had with the getaway was that there are ticks out there. I said, well, you know.
Well, when you're in the woods.
When you're in the woods.
Right.
You will run across a tick or two.
Hey, this just popped in my head. Thomas, down at the at Donaldson Park, we're clearing out so you can see the Obi River better.
That was one thing I was getting ready to ask you.
And we put some picnic tables down there, and down that little grass road there, we're going to fix some areas for overnight primitive camping.
Very good.
I think we're going to start out with maybe three or four, see how it goes. And then go from there. So at Donaldson Park just keeps expanding. And on our arboretum, we're going to try, and I want to thank Jason Upton. He is my hero. He has worked so hard down there at Donaldson Park with the arboretum and all the other things that he's done. And what a great American and very community minded for him to keep it up, you know.
You know, for so many years when you walked around that path, and you walked down by where you knew the Obi River was flowing right down,
but you couldn't see it. Yeah.
And that is, you know, that is something, you know, when we can advertise and tell folks, hey, take this walk, go around, and you can see, I guess, some second growth timber still down in there. You may see a deer when you go down through there.
Right.
You might even see some type of snake crawl across the road.
Yeah.
And there's a certain time of the year, and this will bring up memories for Luke. I guess Miss Billy may have made him go down there and help her pick blackberries down there over the years.
Absolutely.
It was a great place to go pick blackberries.
Lots of them.
And in the fall, you go up there and while they're still mowing and the walnuts all fall off the trees and the mowers will run over and hull the walnuts for you. And all you got to do is just pick them up and bring them to the house. There's a whole bunch of walnut trees around there. You can take your sack and get you a sack of walnuts for taking a walk. And there ain't nothing no better than black walnuts.
Hey, I want to mention this, too. If y'all have not been down to visit Eli at Clay Power Sports, I told him he should have named it Salina Power Sports. He's got all kinds of beautiful boats, fishing boats, pontoon boats, lawnmowers, four-wheelers. I mean, it's a
I've been trying to get him up here to talk about it.
State of the art. I mean, he's got some very, very nice stuff. No two ways about that. And he saved me. We were up at the lake, and somehow we spun a prop. And so I just drove to Salina, got a prop from Eli, back in business.
Well, like I've been trying, I'm going to try to get him up here one of these days and tell everything. Did he distinct? Guess what? We have made it through the hour.
Well, that's been a fast hour, I tell you, time.
Have you ever had half as much fun anywhere?
Never, never.
And I guess that we, the winner of our thing today is, the winner of the cake is Russell Collins.
Oh, Russell Collins, oh.
Yes, sir, he sure did. He won it for
that's my cousin.
Don't say things like that.
He probably doesn't claim me. I just claim him.
Somebody accuse us of cheating.
Well, he's got a fine wife. I know that. He's got a fine wife.
Yeah, she's a McLaren. So
she's a McLaren, yeah.
Well, with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors here and get everything put back in its proper place and tell everyone that, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here at 9 a.m. on next Thursday morning here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And till then, may the good Lord bless and keep you.